Hello, this is Cherie McConnell, and I'm the founder and president of the National Association of Women Writers and the InfoMarket Network. Today, you are listening to an InfoMarket Network teleseminar on When Your Heart Speaks, Take Good Notes, and it's going to be on the healing power of writing. Today, we have with us Susan Borkin. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Cherie.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Before we get started, I just wanted to take a few minutes and tell them about you. And then they can ask you questions at the end, and you know, I know you have a lot to share today. So first of all, I wanted to let y'all know that Susan Borkin is a licensed psychotherapist. She's a coach and a writer, and what she does is she focuses on the process of writing for personal and professional growth, and she specializes in helping people overcome creative blocks and to achieve deep personal transformation through the use of writing. In her coaching practice, Susan has worked with writers and aspiring writers, and she provides a gentle structure for her clients, clarity and focus. Her clients are primarily women who simply are drawn to writing, or they want to bring more writing into their lives. And many of her clients have a vision of a book, an article, or a project, and they're just stuck in the writing process. Susan delights in working with clients who are able to use writing as a part of their personal growth and healing. And as a personal growth writing teacher for more than 25 years, she has written the book, When Your Heart Speaks, Take Good Notes, The Healing Power of Writing, and also the book, Writing from the Inside Out, Using a Journal for Personal Growth and Transformation. And in today's teleseminar, When Your Heart Speaks, Take Good Notes, Susan will be sharing with us the healing and transformational power of writing. So, Susan, I know you like to set the stage and provide a bit of a backdrop for people on the call. So can you tell us a little bit, I guess, about your background and how you were originally trained as an English teacher and how you wound up being a therapist and a coach working with writers and aspiring writers?
Yes, Cherie, I'd love to. You know, like possibly others of us on the call, I started out in college with every intention of being a high school English teacher. I was a student teacher in the Midwest in Wisconsin, and I taught from a book that was called, believe it or not, Transformational Grammar and the Teacher of English. But what they meant transformational was in the context of diagramming sentences to determine parts of speech. And there was only one problem with that. The kids hated it, and I hated it. But fortunately, I was also, besides being an English major, I was also had a minor in psychology, and I was always drawn to words and writing. But I was also drawn to and curious about people's feelings and emotions. So one day in 1970, when I was in school, I was literally sitting under a tree, and I was hit on the head, not by an apple, but by a thought. And the question came to me, writing is therapy? Or was there any way that writing and therapy could be integrated? And these two things have been sort of parallel paths in my life and a passion, and this single thought of the idea of writing and therapy integrated was really what led me out of teaching high school English and toward the path that's become really my lifelong work, and it does feel like the work of my soul. It's really pretty much why I'm here. So I no longer do transformational grammar teaching, I'm proud to say. I do transformational writing, which means, in my mind, the use of writing as or the process of writing for transformation, growth, and healing. What that means to me is that the doing of the writing, the actual process of the writing itself, is at least as important as the finished written piece.
Well, and that's what makes you a little bit different from other writing coaches or teachers, I think.
That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, one of the places I teach at is at the University of California Extension, and I'm in the writing department. I'm in, you know, listed with the writing instructors, but I'm in a special section called personal exploration because it's like I don't quite fit with the people who are doing screenwriting or poetry writing or people who look at more the structure of writing. I'm in more of the process of writing, and that needs a separate category sometimes.
Well, go ahead and tell us more.
What I'd like to talk about today, Cherie, is, and I unfortunately missed my own introduction there before you were chatting, before I got on the line, is how this personal type of exploration through writing can be used both as a tool for personal growth and spiritual growth and professional growth. It's a very adaptable set of tools. And, you know, we also want to be looking at not just the spiritual, but what many of us are interested in, which is really growing our businesses.
Great. I want to hear more.
So we get so much input. We read, we listen, we hear. We're essentially bombarded by information in multiple forms of media constantly. What we're going to be doing here is a little bit different. We're going to get quiet enough to listen in a different way. This is heart listening, and I'm saying H-E-A-R-T, listening from the heart. And the techniques I'm going to be sharing with you are how to record or take notes on what's true to you, what you need to hear authentically from yourself to yourself. So are you ready?
I am. Let's go for it.
Good. So, Sheree, think of the writing process as kind of a huge grass catcher, a container or a holder for all the loose ends of thoughts, things to do, details, bits and pieces of information, or as we say here in California, in Silicon Valley where I live, a core dump. Just think of all of those factoids and all of that information all coming at you, either in your personal or your professional life or that area where they all get mingled. And what I'd like to do right now is to ask everyone to stop whatever multitasking you're doing while on this call. I know none of you would be doing anything else but absolutely listening on the edge of your seat. But in case you are doing a little email or a few things on the side, I want to ask you just now to stop everything and really slow down. Put down your tea, put down your pen, put down your computer, close your computer even for a minute. Just get into a comfortable position. And I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. What we're going to be doing is just a very, very brief taste of free-form writing. Now, we're on a live call, and since, Sheree, you're going to be, I know you're recording this and people will be getting the download, I'm going to give you the basic instructions and suggest you go back to this for a longer time later, but I just kind of wanted to give you a feel for that, how this would be and how this feels when you're actually doing it on your own. Obviously, if you've downloaded this and you're listening while driving, please skip this part of the closing your eyes. But for the rest of you, please do settle in, close your eyes, and get comfortable. Remember when we used to ask, does spelling count? Does neatness count? In free-form writing, nothing counts. I'm going to ask you to let your spelling be creative, your sentences be incomplete, let them be run-ons. Allow yourself to follow no rules of writing whatsoever. Get comfortable. Let your breathing slow and deepen. Allow your body to relax. Let go of thoughts as they come to you. Release any worries or concerns. Let your things-to-do list go. Just allow it to float off into the universe. Right now, at this moment, there's no place you have to go and nothing you have to do. And in this moment, just being with yourself and your breathing, eyes closed, just allow yourself to focus on the thing that is most needing your attention. What is the issue that personally or professionally or spiritually that really is needing your awareness right now? What is the thing that you most need to be conscious of right now? Stay out of your head for a few minutes. And listen to your heart. Listen to that quiet voice, the one that most frequently gets ignored. What do you need to be paying attention to in your life right now? For some of us, it's very clear what this is going to be. And for others of us, it's not so clear. So give it another moment. And if it's something that you're trying to avoid and it's comes up in your mind and you say, no, no, not that, or you feel it coming up, that's probably the very thing you should be looking at. So just take a moment now. when you have more time or you choose to schedule more time for yourself, I'm going to ask you to go back and do this exercise. And the handouts were, I made handouts available so that you would have the instructions there and you can come back and do this. So I want you to come back now and just allow yourself back into the space of this call and be aware that this is just the slightest taste of something called free-form writing. I call it free-form because it has no rules. It's free of form. Free-form writing. Now, let me ask you something. Does anyone have any idea of what kinds of ways you might be able to use this kind of core dump, this sort of just writing it all out, letting whatever is there just come up? This is kind of writing that's just open-ended, free, no stipulations, no rules. You're just writing down whatever you're aware of, whatever you're conscious of, whatever needs to come up. Any questions on this?
Let me take everybody off mute. Hold on 1 second.
Great.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, does anyone have any questions or any comments?
Well, I do. I'm Linda in California.
Hi.
Southern Cal, unfortunately, so didn't come across the seminars. But I think I've always used writing for that purpose, and it helps me sort it all out. And,
yeah.
So what I've been looking for was some kind of training program that would teach me to be a writing therapist, just like they have art therapists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what my question is.
So your question is really more about writing therapy?
Yeah, how to actually become one.
Can I ask you to contact me after the call?
Certainly.
So we can just kind of stay on task a little
mm-hmm.
bit with this on this writing technique, because that's a really good question.
Right. Okay,
thanks.
Certainly.
Great.
Thank you.
So what I'm looking for is there anyone who has any experience with this that you wanted to share, any particular questions about the free-form writing technique itself?
I don't think they do. Let me go ahead and put everybody back on mute.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing 6. All callers are muted.
Writing or encourage you to think about. When you're feeling overwhelmed by work or family or activities, it's a great thing to do. Just sit down and start writing your stuff out. Just put it all on paper. When you've been listening to everyone but yourself, write all that out. Just stop. Sometimes you hear so many other voices, you don't even know what you're thinking. When you're feeling out of sorts or out of focus, it's a great tool to use. And when you've lost track of what you want or need, stop, close your eyes, do some writing, settle in, and listen really deeply, and start to write. If you're doing spiritual or 12-step work, this is a great tool for beginning to gather your thoughts. So, again, this can be used for business, it can be used in your personal life, it can be used in your spiritual life, and I want to make sure that we're bridging all of those areas because, again, these tools are really adaptable. So this free-form exercise, this free-form style of writing is one of the best ways to take care of yourself, to really listen. By its nature, it's both centering and healing. So what I want to do at this point is to introduce another method, which is a little bit different, and this is called the inner dialogue. This is really reconnecting you to you. Again, this can be used in your personal, spiritual, and business life. I want you to think of it like this. Imagine a conversation you might be having with your own coach, a therapist, a consultant, an advisor, or even a spiritual director. Now, again, try settling down for a moment or two, like we did earlier with the free-form writing. And if you were doing this on your own and not on this call, who is ask you to be quiet, uninterrupted, and alone. Find a space that is quiet, uninterrupted, and alone. And I know for some of you, especially Sheree, with 4 kids or lots of little people running around or lots of distractions, that's really, really challenging. But when you're able to do that, you will need a quiet, uninterrupted place. And what I'm going to ask you to do is check in with yourself and identify how you're feeling. Notice what you're thinking and see what issue you'd like to address right now. Make it something that's real for you and notice that it's taking up a lot of energy anyway. It could be something that's personal, spiritual, or professional. Now, again, we're going to do just a tasting of this because we're on a live call and we've got a lot of material, so I want to just give you a flavor of this and have you do a little bit more on your own when we're done with the call. But begin to write, and write as though you were explaining your feelings or thoughts to someone else. Sort of do it this way. Imagine someone is sitting there across from you, engaged in conversation. Again, your coach, your therapist, a consultant, a friend, an advisor. And write from that perspective, write from your perspective, but as though you were explaining things to someone else. This writing out process does a couple of things. It crystallizes your thinking. When you are involved in the task of explaining yourself on paper, your thinking changes from that circular, repetitive kind of thinking, perhaps that slightly obsessive pattern, to one of clarity and focus. So we all do this. We just go over and over the same thoughts. When you write them out, you get them out of that kind of circular thinking and on paper. Now, when you've done this for a little while, you're going to feel a natural break. It's almost like you're having a conversation, you're talking, and then you kind of get tired, or you just know it's time to take a breath. So there's a natural break in this conversation, and you'll feel it in the writing. So at this point, sit quietly, conjure up the image of the person or the entity you're conferring with or you're in conversation with. Again, this might be your coach, your therapist, your partner, close friend. It could be a spirit guide. It could be your higher self, or if you're doing spiritual work, recovery work, it could be your higher power. Now, I want you to think about this. If you could settle in with the voice of that person or entity, you will need to change perspective to do this. So you're going to be writing from a little bit different place, and it might even help if you change your physical location just slightly. So if you're sitting in one direction, you may turn your chair a little bit, or if you were in my office with me, you'd even move to another chair to get another perspective. Now, at this point, write from the perspective of the other person. Have them respond to what you've written, and I'm going to give you an example. I have a spirit guide who I call Miriam, or Miriam calls herself Miriam, that's her name. And if I were writing to Miriam, which I do frequently, in other words, I connect with this kind of inner wisdom guide, her voice in writing is always very soft, very gentle. She would say things, what would be the best thing for you, dear? What is your purpose? She would remind me of those very big questions, but in a very soft and gentle way. Now, I also have a coach, my own coach. And she's very businesslike, very, very warm, but also has a very businesslike quality. And she would say, what do you need to be doing now? She'd be very simple and very grounding in her questions. She is much more of a sensate thinker than I am. I'm much more of an intuitive feeler. So she'd be much more kind of sensate. She'd say, what's going on right now? What do you need to be doing? So I know the voice of my coach. I know the voice of my guide. Usually the person we're talking to, we know the way their voice is going to sound. So this dialogue continues back and forth. You start, the other person responds, or the other entity, then you talk, and sometimes you begin to interrupt each other. It's almost like a dialogue back and forth as though it was a written theater script. Again, we're not going to go into this as full-blown as you would hopefully do it on your own, just in the interest of time, but I hope that now this gives you a sense of the steps and how you would go about setting this up. Just be aware of one thing. You may think you know what your respondent will say, but the dialogue may surprise you. You think, well, they're just going to say this, why bother, or I don't really know what they'll say. Keep writing, and you may be very surprised in the dialogue. And by the way, this type of dialogue can be used to talk to other entities as well as people. We mentioned in the program notes that you can talk to food. You can talk to anything. And in my book, When Your Heart Speaks, Take Good Notes, I have a passage where a woman wrote a dialogue with a piece of chocolate cake. And there really are some excellent ways to use this in recovery work and in that sort of spiritual work. So you can dialogue with an addiction. You can dialogue, again, with higher power. You can dialogue with anything that's outside yourself that you want to be in conversation with. So this is a little bit abstract, and again, I'm going to just take a quick break here and see if there are any questions, because this can sound a little, I don't know, as my husband would call it, maybe woo-woo. So I just want to check and make sure we're all here together. Can we just check in, Cherie, and see if people have any questions on this dialogue method?
Sure, I'd love to. Hold on 1 second.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, does anyone have any comments or questions? Doesn't sound like they. Susan, I was going to make a comment.
Sure.
I know that I've often at difficult points in my life, or difficult relationships. I've often used writing. Hill, I remember. I don't know how many people have been with us from the beginning in 2001, but I went through a divorce, which is always difficult. But I have, I think, 4 or 5 journals I filled up during those months of going through a divorce. And I look back on it, and if I read some of that information, you can see where I was healing all the way through, going through that.
Yes.
So, that's just one example of, how useful it is. And it helped me connect with all that stuff that was going on. It was so confusing.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is, and here's the cool thing, that Cherie, because you have these 4 or 5 journals that are written down, you can really kind of track your own process, and you will go to a deeper level than if you hadn't made that effort. There's just something that comes out in the writing that, I've been doing this for years and years and years, and it continually surprises me what comes up. So I'm really glad that you I know that you write a lot and that you were able to use that as a method. And now you've got the journals for whenever you want to look back at them, or not, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes we're like, no thanks, but nonetheless, right.
Did anyone else have any comments before we go back on mute?
Hi, I'm Karen from Absecon, New Jersey.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. You're what you're talking about, like listening to what's, speaking inside of you, is that like an inner voice? Is
absolutely. Yeah. I never know what to call it, Karen. It could be inner voice, it could be spirit guide, it could be higher power, it could be God, it could be inner director, whatever you want to call it is fine. But you do know that voice, right?
Yeah, well, it's not like, somebody else. It's me.
Exactly.
It's like analyzing things, I'm constantly, I got 3 kids, and I'm constantly, doing something and just analyzing things and, trying to problem solve, and, I have that inner voice, trying to talk to me,
Right.
I don't want to think that I'm crazy or anything,
no. I'm not going to
hear voices in my head.
I'm not going to be doing an assessment here on the phone, but my guess is you're not crazy.
No, I don't think that I am.
I don't think you are. But it does, doesn't it feel a little bit crazy? Sometimes when I teach this in a class, I literally do it at the, toward the later part of the class because I have to sort of screen folks, but no, I'm just toying with you here. But
right.
But the fact is that people feel a little bit weird, like I'm asking you to write to that inner voice, but there's kind of your day-to-day voice, and then there's another part that, think of it as that part of you that's like a kind of inner wisdom almost,
mm-hmm.
that can really help you. And if you, it's hard to sort of reach that voice, and that's why I think what's so cool about writing it is it makes it very concrete, because you can see it on paper and the conversation becomes a little bit more real, because what you're doing is a little on the abstract end.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you've really got a handle on it, so good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi.
And I'd like to make a comment about my experience with this.
Please.
I did some very deep and regular writing when I went through a divorce, which I attribute to actually helping me get through that. I wrote every night after a divorce. And one of the things that I noticed is not only did it become my spiritual connection, but in my writing, my point of view changed quite regularly. Sometimes I was talking, I did this, I feel this, and then I would move to, well, you felt this and you did that. And then I would, and then there would be another voice that would come in on the page and say, but this is what you're capable of.
Wow, yeah.
That,
isn't that great? Yeah, so you've got a powerful advocate there working with you.
Right.
Someone reminding you of your, when I'm sure on a day-to-day basis you're not always feeling that.
Right, that's
you
correct.
Were able to get in touch with this, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but somebody in there knows what you can do, and it sounds great because you did get in touch with it. And I love the fact that your voice actually changed during the writing, because, see, we're complex beings. We don't have just one voice. We've got all kinds of voices going on. And, I'm not talking about schizophrenia. I'm talking about, you know, we have, in our ego state, we have lots of different places that are speaking to us.
No, and this voice of support and encouragement,
yes,
interestingly enough, always comes unbidden.
Oh, what a give it a big hug and kiss, right?
Really?
That's
so
great that it's
thank
there.
Thank you for your sharing.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great.
Okay, let me put everybody back on mute.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing 6. All callers are muted.
Understanding of what this dialogue process is. I want to tell you, Sri, when I and I've been teaching this stuff over and over for years, and I still love it because it's so dynamic to me and it keeps changing. But I've noticed that when I explain it to people at the beginning, I get a little bit of this sort of raised eyebrow thing, like, what exactly is she talking about, until people actually start doing it. However, it's worth pursuing because the power of this exercise is amazing, and it will come out differently every time, even if you don't think you have anything to say. But there's an alternate way to do the dialogue. For some people, this isn't their cup of tea. It's not going to be the thing that they really connect with. So I want to introduce something that's similar and related. And this is basically letter writing. It's similar, but it doesn't require that you actually converse with anyone else. So you do somewhat the same as you did in a dialogue, but you're not going to get the response. So, again, here's how you would do this letter writing thing. I'm going to ask you to check in with yourself and identify how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and what issue you might want to address right now. So it may be, again, one of those issues that, oh, no, I don't want to have to think about that relationship, that job search I have to do, cleaning the front hall closet, whatever the thing is that you're sort of avoiding, just let it gently come up. Try to make this real for you, because let me tell you what's going on. It is taking up a lot of energy right now. It can be anything in your life. It can be personal, spiritual, again, or professional. And you're already, we're all doing this all the time. We're already writing that letter in our head. The thing is taking up lots of psychic RAM. It's taking up lots of space. What's so fabulous about this exercise, this writing out process, is you can get it out on paper. So what you do is you begin to write, but again, write as though you're explaining your feelings or thoughts to someone else. Now this time I'm going to ask you to imagine that someone is reading the letter you've written to them. So you are writing this letter, you're telling them what's going on. Meanwhile, the benefit to you is you're crystallizing this information, and you're getting clear and focused as the writing goes on. Now, you might choose to write to your coach. You could write to your therapist, again, pretending, but nonetheless, as though they were going to receive this letter. You can write to your partner. You can write to your child. You can write to your parents. And by the way, the people you're writing to no longer have to be living. My parents died many years ago, and some of my best writing has been to my mother. I mean, I have written her dialogues and letters, sort of explaining things I wanted her to understand. Not that her physical body would get it, but it helped me to kind of get clear on it. Now, if we're looking at this in a professional realm, you may want to write to a publisher or an agent, kind of a practice letter, or a professional colleague. Something I've been learning about in fulfillment coaching, which is the kind of coaching where we look at where we're going to be in 20 years, you could write to your future self. What do you want yourself to know about your life right now in 20 years? This is a very powerful way to proceed, which is to really give yourself perspective. Write to your future self. Where do you want your life to be in 20 years? what I'm going to suggest is that you write in this way in as unedited a way as possible. We're focusing on listening from the heart, and believe me, your heart very much wants to have its truth told. It wants to hear the truth. It really doesn't care about what a good editor you are. This is not a time for editing. You remember that I am no longer teaching English in English classes for a reason. I'm teaching writing that allows you to fully be who you are and to listen from the heart and get in touch with that part. So again, are there any questions on this particular type of writing? This is letter writing, which is different from dialogue, but only because the recipient isn't responding, but the same concept still applies. So let me, again, if you wouldn't mind, Sheree, just checking in and seeing if folks have any questions on this, any of the women on the call.
Okay. And I was going to make another comment.
Please, yeah.
With my last family, were definitely lots of relationships in there that, you know, how you had something occur, an event occur, and then later on you regretted it and you wish you had something different. And you find that your mind will just go away and start saying things that you wish you would have said. And or am I the only one that does that?
I don't think you're the only one who does that. And all of you take all of those thoughts, all of the I shoulda, woulda, coulda, things that you were going to say, put that in a letter. Just put it down.
And what I was going to say is that's so therapeutic. Having done that in the past and reading self-help books, I found that really useful in my 20s and find that I don't need it so much in my 30s.
Isn't that interesting?
And I think it's because I've healed and I don't have those issues. I'm able to let things go that people say, so I don't have to go over and over it in my head anymore because I know how to heal right away. I don't know if that makes sense.
That does make sense. And you've got so many creative things that you're doing with the women, with women writers in the world, that you don't want to have your head all clogged up with all the other stuff.
Well, and I just kind of share that, and I'll open it up for other people to share.
Thank you.
It really is therapy. It really is healing, and I tell people that all the time when I have them on the phone, and I'll say, you know, I know you don't think that it's going to help, but it does. It really, really helps. And not just letter writing, but all types of writing in general that are journaling type writing.
Sheree, I'm really glad because, you know, as you know, we've done a couple of these calls now, and you know that this is like, these are my guiding principles, and I'm really glad that you're just continuing to get the word out about this. It's really, it's so doable. It's so, you know, we're so able to do it. That's great to hear.
You know what it is? It's women, we feel guilty taking the time for ourselves to do something that's journaling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not something we can put out in the world and show of value to other people.
Yeah, but if we don't do it, we're not going to be able to do the other stuff.
And I totally agree. Hold on 1 second.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, go ahead. Did anyone have any examples where you felt that, you know, journaling got you through time? Or, you know, even on the other end, did journaling help you find some creative ideas that you need? It didn't have to be something negative.
Linda in California.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Hi. Again, the reason why I became interested in wanting to do this, you know, as a profession, as I started out as an English teacher, is because I realized that that was what I used. Mm-hmm. As a healing point was that, you know, if I was upset about something, if I was angry, if I was excited and happy about something, if I put it on paper, it, you know, like you said, it wasn't cluttering up my head anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And also I could see it more clearly and look at parts of it later on and say, well, wait a minute, you know, this part doesn't make sense. What can we do with that? Or you know, just kind of edit the thoughts, not so much the, you know, the grammar. And I just found that that was very helpful, but I didn't realize that that's what I was doing.
Good. So now you have a little bit of a name for it or a little bit of a
container.
Great.
Right. And, you know, I found myself doing that also with, you know, writing letters to people if I was upset with them, even though I might not have mailed it. It helped me put into perspective what I was experiencing and why I felt the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped a great deal. It really it's part of my daily life, and I do give myself time to do it.
Great. Good for you. Excellent. I'm really glad to hear it. And sometimes we do that. A lot of us have already been doing this, but I'm just naming it here and sort of creating a container for it. So great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to have a container for it.
Yeah. It's good to have a name, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Cherie, I have one more technique that I'd like to introduce, and it it has to do with sleep. So should we continue here?
Yeah, let me go ahead and put everybody back on mute.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing 6. All callers are muted.
Call sleep on it, and I don't expect that you'll be going to sleep right at this moment, but you'll have to do this one later today when you go to sleep this evening. You know the expression, it's so easy, I could do it in my sleep. Well, that does not exactly apply here, but the idea does include sleep. And basically, the sleep on it technique is really requires only one thing, and that is posing a question. So if you have a concern or a question or anything that's bothering you and you want an answer for it, try this. Try writing it down in the form of a question before you go to sleep. Again, this can be in any arena of your life, and I've been experimenting with this. I do it before I go to bed frequently, and sometimes I'm a big napper. I can do a really great power nap in 30 minutes in the middle of the afternoon because I get up really early to start my day, mostly by writing. And if I write, if I do a nap, sometimes I can get a kind of an answer even in a short time. So I've noticed that it also works for that. Not always, but sometimes. Here are some examples because I want to be a little bit clear about what I'm saying. So let's say that you have a character in your novel, and you're saying to yourself, the character I introduce in Chapter 3 of my novel is not ringing true. What does she need to do? What do I need to do to make her more authentic? What needs to happen with this character? Or you can have an article that you're working on. If you need to do a monthly newsletter and you've got to get an article together, you've got a deadline. So you might ask the question, I'm completely blocked. Where am I stuck? Or it may be a kind of a yes or no answer, but something requiring a little bit of thought. You've got an upcoming conference or an event or something going on, and you may ask yourself, should I be attending this upcoming conference or event? Or sometimes we have a question that's really has more to do with timing. You may say, is this the best time to proceed with this training, or would it be better later in the year? Sometimes it's the right thing to be doing, but your question is about timing. So the question would be really specific about, is this the right time to be doing this thing? Or you may be stuck with something very, very practical, like, where am I stuck with the services page of my website? I'm trying to do a rewrite on my website, and I just don't know. The words aren't coming. Now, here's the fun part. You get up the next morning, and you sit down, and you write. And if you don't get an answer to your question right away, pay attention during the day. Ideas are going to come to you at the oddest time, and inevitably they're going to come at an inconvenient time. They'll come in the shower. They'll come when you're doing the dishes. They'll come when you're gardening. They'll come while you're in the grocery store. And also pay attention to your dreams, because sometimes the answer to the question you have asked very frequently is actually embedded in the dream. Let me give you an example of something that happened to me recently. I've been going through some kind of, sort of internal growth spurts in my business, some internal changes, and I really don't like when that happens. It's really uncomfortable when you're in the middle of it. It's great when you're past it, but sort of like Cherie's talking about divorce before, it feels awful when you're in it, but later you realize all of the things you have learned from it. But I went to sleep, and I asked my question about what's going on, what's happening for me. I just feel really sad and depressed and confused. And I had one of these really powerful dreams. The dream is about me on a road trip, and I was driving my car, and not only could I not get my car started, but the engine wouldn't turn over at all. It was like everything was completely shut down and dead. The engine had totally conked out, and I couldn't get the car to go no matter what. So the engine needed to be replaced. So this was really a great metaphor for me. The engine, I looked at this as a metaphor, the engine, which was the thing that powered my car, had died. So, wow, it meant that I had to do some really serious thinking about where I was going and to get myself back on track, and that the sadness and the confusion I'd been feeling was really grief, and it was the end of an old era. It was the end of an old way of doing things, and I'd been feeling it, but it was when I had that dream that I really began to get how powerfully my insights had been working, and I just had not identified it yet. Now, sometimes it takes a few days to see how this works, and sometimes the answers will be clear, sometimes they'll be puzzling, and sometimes they're downright funny. Your subconscious can have a very good sense of humor. But eventually, you'll really begin to listen and trust this process. At some point, you'll know what to do with a character in Chapter 3. Your article will, in fact, get unstuck. You'll know if you should attend that conference or training, and you're going to find the right words for your web page. This seems like magic, but it's not. It's what I think of as priming the pump. You're allowing your unconscious process to do the work for you while you're asleep. It's a very efficient way to go. You will get an answer that's more authentic to your heart's desire than if you try to think the answer. I want you to know that, in my opinion, this is an amazingly powerful technique. It's really more of a question of remembering to do it. So we've covered a bunch of things here, and I hope that this is stuff that you can use. I want it to be both practical and usable, and I wanted it to be able to expand through sort of all areas of your life. Again, we're looking at personal, spiritual, professional, all of those areas, and all of these techniques can be used in those different realms or arenas of your life. So to kind of pull this together, and then I want to just save room, see if there are any more questions, and I want to make a couple of offers to you as a kind of a follow-up to this call. But let's look again at what we've talked about. We've looked at free-form writing, which is a kind of a core dump of ideas where you just kind of get all your stuff out and put all those thoughts and feelings, just put it all out on paper, just dump with no rules, no spelling, none of that stuff counts. And it's a great time to use it if you're feeling overwhelmed by work or family or activities in your life, just too busy. And part of that being busy is when you've been listening to everyone but yourself, and you no longer know what you're feeling, what you believe, what your own heart and soul is telling you. When you're feeling really out of sorts or out of focus, this is when you've lost track of what you want or need. And as Sheree just said, sometimes as women, it's really hard for us to allow ourselves that time, that precious time, to do this kind of writing. And this can be done at 10-minute spurts. It can be done in the waiting room of a doctor's office. It can be done just sitting for 10 minutes, or if you have to, do it in the bathroom, but do it. We talked about the dialogue, which is a written conversation, in a sense, with a trusted advisor or a colleague or a friend or a coach or a therapist or higher power. And I'm going to suggest again that you really use this on a regular basis. This takes a few minutes to set up, but get in touch with those two parts. Allow yourself to go back and forth in sort of a flow between the two of them. And you may even physically want to move your body from one space to the other as you try to get the other perspective. I also brought up letters and this kind of monologue where, again, you're very focused and you use the letters as a way to clarify focus and get really, really, really laser in on what your issue or concern is. And we can do this by, again, sitting down, imagining the person we're writing to, and just kind of let loose. Speaking of divorce, I just remember this. I years ago had written a letter to my husband's ex-wife. Of course, never mailed it, but boy, did I feel good. So that's a very powerful use of letters. It would have been completely inappropriate to mail it, but it really helped me to get through some stuff I was really struggling with. And the final thing I brought up is what I call the sleep on it method, which is using sleep as a vehicle for unconscious processing, recording dreams, insights, awarenesses, any answer. So you're just putting the question out, literally putting the question out, going to sleep or a nap sometimes even works, and then waiting to see what kind of answers get processed through. And this is a great vehicle. All you have to do is remember to ask the questions very clearly, because our unconscious loves something to work on. And as soon as we ask a question, it's like a computer. It starts doing a search. The search engine keeps going, and it's a very powerful way to go. So those are just a few techniques. There's lots more, but those are just the ones I wanted to get to. Now we can. I'd love to continue this dialogue maybe in another call, but just wanted to give you these four for now. And again, if it's okay, Sherita, to just open this up and see if there are any questions on any of these methods that I can answer just in the moment here.
Sure. And I wanted to mention a couple other uses of journals that I've used.
Great. Good.
A dream journal, but not dreams that I'm having at night. Dreams more in goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I dream up future projects and, you know, ideas that come to me with the NAWW because, again, I don't want to chase every bright, shiny object, but I want to work through that. And the way I work through if these things are going to work, kind of like little mini business plans in my dreams.
Yes.
As I go through all the steps of these ideas, what it will cost to implement it. And it's more business planning, but at the same time, these are goals and dreams that I have either for my business or for my personal writing company and different things like that. And then the other journal that I did, much more so when my kids were much smaller, three of them are in school, and then I have a newborn, but I did a gratitude journal every day.
Right.
Some days I was so exhausted. Just having healthy family was all I could be grateful for.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, this gratitude journal thing is amazing. It is. It really does a lot for changing your perspective. If you're depressed or things are just not going well and you can't think of a single thing, if you make yourself do 3 or 5 or 7 gratitudes a day, I'm telling you, within a couple of months, your whole point, if you have to find things to be grateful about, doesn't it just change your whole attitude?
Well, and what you'll find is, I mean, it's a permanent type thing, too, because, you know, 10 years later after, you know, doing that pretty solid for a couple of years there, I see things that way. That's just,
absolutely. It literally changes how you think.
Yeah, and I say these things to my family and to my husband, you know, who have, you know, he's stuck in a corporate job and gets really, you know, kind of bored with it all, you know, and I'm saying, well, at least this, and I just find that that's the way I think now. And
yep.
I think that comes from, it's reprogramming.
Absolutely. And I do believe that's possible. I've done quite a bit of study on authentic happiness with Martin Seligman, and one of the things he had us do was three blessing exercise, which is similar to the gratitude list. And what that does is it gives you a chance to say, not only am I grateful for this thing, but what input did I have on having this happen? And it really begins to help your self-esteem. You realize that you are an influence in your life. It's a very powerful step. And clearly your dream and goal journal is working because of the programs you keep developing.
Well, thank you. Well, and I want to say, you know, I come from, you know, a family that was negative and had lots of issues and different things like that. I just, you know, had a difficult childhood, which a lot of people can relate to.
Mm.
So that was part of what reprogrammed me was doing these different self-help techniques, you know, that I learned, you know, in different places. And you know, luckily we get to change who we are 20 years down the road. And we
absolutely.
People than what we grew up with. But let me go ahead and take everybody off mute.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, did any of that think for anyone else? Did anyone have any comments?
Susan?
Yes.
Do you ever write letters from your future self back to your present self?
You know, that is such a fabulous question.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of that the other day. I just was thinking, what if my future self talked to me now? Because some days I could use a hand. I think that's a fabulous idea. Would you do this? Would you try that and then let me know how it works out for you?
Yes. Yeah.
I would love that. I would love to hear because I think this whole business with future self and being sort of in touch with it is just a great avenue, and I would love to hear what your result is from that, and it absolutely should work. So go for it and let me know.
Sounds like it could be a new fiction book, too.
Absolutely. from my future self back, right.
Do we have any other questions or comments?
I just want to say thank you. It was wonderful, everybody's input. This is Linda in California.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, Susan, I know that you have an offer for them, and I want to make sure we mention your website, too, because you have a lot of resources there.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I do have a couple of things I would like to offer, and I just want to give a bunch of stuff away here. So let me tell you what I'd like to do, because as you can tell, I kind of love this stuff, and I've been talking about it for years and years when, you know, in my intro I put that I've been doing personal growth writing for over 25 years, and then I feel really old. But I also have been doing this for at least that long, and I do still love it, and I really want to share this material. So what I'm going to invite you to do, if you haven't already, is please go to my website at SusanBorkin.com. That's SusanBorkin.com, SusanBorkin.com. Sign up for our free e-zine. It comes out every month. And the kind of stuff we've been talking about, my thoughts or whatever's going on or whatever I'm learning from my clients, I put in that e-zine every month. So do go to the site if you haven't and sign up for that. And that's, of course, free. Also, I really want to invite you on this call. If you have something we didn't get to, and it's a BBQ, which is not, you know, red meat by any means, but it's a big burning question, please call me. I sincerely mean that. I'm happy to do like a 5 or 10 minute, just a quick phone consult. I give people powerful tools, and that's what I'm hoping to do anyway. And I don't want you stuck with them like, well, how am I supposed to do that thing? And what's that dialogue thing again? I forgot. And please call me. And I really would like you to know this. I'm going to give you my office phone and just say you're on the call and you were just had a question, you just wanted to a quick follow-up, and we'll handle it right there on the phone. So you'll have to leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you. My phone number, my office number is 408-973-7877. So again, 408-973-7877. And I sincerely mean that. If you've got a question from something that's come up from this material, don't hesitate. Give me a call. We'll talk about it on the phone. And one final offer I want to make is that the book that I wrote, When Your Heart Speaks, Take Good Notes, The Healing Power of Writing, is a well, you can go to Amazon and get it, but I want to offer you a special on it. The book's $20, and I'd love to sell it to you for half price. So, and that's just for being on this call or anybody listening to the call after. I know some people will be downloading this for listening later. So here's all you need to do for that. We're just going to charge you $10 for the book, not $20, and shipping and handling, and that's still less than $15, which is still less than the cover price of the book plus shipping. If that is of interest to you, please just call my assistant. Her name is Michelle, and she's toll-free at 877-892-2948. Again, call Michelle at 877-892-2948. Leave your name and number and mention the NAWW book offer. Or you can write to Michelle at admin@SusanBorkin.com. So you would just write admin, A-D-M-I-N, at SusanBorkin.com and mention the NAWW book offer. And Michelle will get you signed up for our e-zine. She'll get your delivery information and shipping and payment info and take care of that for you, and we'll get that book out to you. She is on her way out of town tomorrow afternoon, so if you could do this either today or early tomorrow, that would be great, and we can get that book out to you. So, again, sign up for the e-zine, and if you've got a big burning question, do give me a call. And if you're interested in the special offer on the book for just $10 plus shipping and handling, just give Michelle a call or write to her at admin@SusanBorkin.com, and we'll get that shipped out to you. So that's what I have to say. Anything else at all to end here?
This is Cherie. I just want to say it's wonderful, and thank you so much for doing half off on your book. I have both those books. I remember I bought them at a couple conferences ago that I met you. And they're wonderful tools, and I refer them often to people that need help in this area.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the call today. I did want to tell everybody when the next call is. It's on May 10th, and it's with Penny Santavera, and she's going to be talking about striking Internet gold, and she'll talk about web traffic and, you know, what's in, what's out, what's coming up. She really connects with a lot of the crucial people out there on the Internet, so she knows things a little bit before they occur. I guess that's the best way, the new trends coming up. But and if you're an NAW member, you'll automatically call in. Go ahead and push 6 if that's your dog barking. Thank you. And if you're not an NAWW member yet, because two of these teleseminars are included every month,
you would have to purchase the teleseminar individually, and you'll get more information about that in a couple weeks before her call comes up. So anyway, I want to thank everybody on the call today, and I hope it was useful. And again, if you have any questions about anything, just email Susan Borkin or email us at naww@onebox.com, and that's onebox.com. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Cherie.
Thank you, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.